Naming Animals by John C. Mannoni. There are animals in the sky. See those that lurk in the house of stars, where there are stories that I heard in a dream. Beyond the knowing of fire and light, each star a word, each cluster a story. Look, that assembly of stars configured to the likeness of a man, his legs straddling the mountains full of snow and moonlight. Each night he travels a dark path from the east to the west. Light of heaven, a giant, a leader, a prince crowned with stars, the hilt of his sword studded with celestial diamonds. Some will say he's a hunter with a club, and a lion slain for a shield, which is a closer truth to the fate of the illumined beast that relentlessly prowls for whom it may devour. So there is truth in calling the prince a hunter, his foot, Rigel, poised over the head of a serpent, not of a tamed rabbit that some will say in the future. That snake's head will be utterly crushed, though not before its fangs impale his feet. The price of redemption from a brood of vipers. This story will still be clear in a millennia to come, even in a million years, despite the cycles of this place, lush green or barren tan, the garden trees or desert sand. It is written in my dreams. The stars may change position, but the stories that the stars tell will remain the same. The whole host of heaven repeatedly proclaim, even in the tiniest clusters of stars. If you squint, you'll see a unicorn behind him, frolicking in the field of stars with his faithful guide dogs. A unicorn shows purity. Or is it a wild ox with immense strength, a divine power? Over his shoulders, in a corner of darkness, there's a luminous cedar tree. Stars glint as ornaments as well as a garland of light. But it will blur in the ages to come, fading dull to the eye, blind to its story. Yet there will be joy in the world despite the sorrows of being cast into darkness. The stars everywhere speak of it. These dreams, though strange, bring me comfort, an uncanny comfort. The northwest winds are picking up. We must go. Now I must speak with your mother. Do you know where she is, son? Yes, father. She's by the grave in the field of rocks, offering prayers for my lost brother. I wish that he were here. He would help us count the stars, name the animals, share the stories spoken of in the stars. He would. Abel would.